Welcome back to Public Address Radio on Radio Live. A while ago on this show and on the Public Address website, we championed a little group from Christchurch called The LEDs, whose debut album reached a lot of people via a growing internet buzz. Well, they're back with their second album, Still. I caught up with the founder, Blair Parks, for a chat. Well, Blair, it would be fair to say I think your first album, We Are The LEDs, was a slow burner, wasn't it?
Yeah, it took a long time for people to realise it was out there, I suppose, which points at our lack of marketing now more than anything, I suppose.
Yeah, well, I thought the interesting thing was that you couldn't really get a hearing from the mainstream media, and yet this kind of grassroots thing built up on the internet.
Yeah, no, I mean, that was fantastic for us. It's always, to be honest, it's always been a bit of a battle to get your stuff seen and reviewed in the mainstream media, so I suppose we have reasonably low expectations of that, so anything that happens in that environment is a real bonus for us these days. But as the mainstream stuff wasn't happening, and as you say, the internet stuff kicked in, that was just such a blast for us because, I think all artists sort of need a little bit of feedback and a little bit of recognition to know that there are actually people enjoying what you do out there, because it's quite a lonely road when you're just send stuff out and never hear back.
Do you feel part of a scene in Christchurch these days?
Not at all. That's probably because I'm a boring old stay-at-home. There's some really good bands down here, and we've played with a few of them, but I don't, because, yeah, I don't really go out a lot. I just work at home, and that's it.
And I get the impression you listen to a lot of music as well.
Not really, Russell. I listen to the radio, but I work pretty hard on what we do, and that sort of takes up my listening time. I don't sort of, you know, I was thinking, oh, maybe you'll ask me what I've been listening to, and it's hardly anything, because, music costs
a lot. Well, actually, the reason I said that is because, and I've done it as well, everyone who catches on to what you're doing seems to feel compelled to start speculating on influences.
I know, and it's quite strange what people come up with.
Yeah,
I mean, Pet Shop Boys, I don't think I've ever listened to a whole Pet Shop Boys song in my life, you know. I'm up and turning off the radio if I hear them. You know?
Yeah, and I see with the press release for the new album, you've helpfully suggested a whole lot of other influences.
I just drank a lot of beer really quickly and just wrote down a lot of silliness. But the artists that we did point to, I sort of thought, well, this is actually what I like, you know, some of these things. More so than what's often thrown at us.
Yeah, well, I can certainly see the influence of things like Suicide.
Yeah, that's a big one for me. In terms of what I've personally been trying to do with some song constructions lately, been taking a few lessons from Alan Vega and Martin Rev, but I suppose the other big one that is not always noticed is The Fall for us. Marcus and I are big Fall fans and have been for probably 20 years or so, and I think it's the directness of their music that I really like. So without trying to ape people, I suppose what you do like does tend to come through in what you produce.
And now the new album, Still, seems to me to have a wider range of tones and sounds in it. Was that deliberate? Did you want to kind of branch out?
Yeah, I suppose it was probably painting from a wider palette, I suppose. I'm just putting my boy's sock on at the moment. He's little. I suppose the technology that we had available to do this album was quite a big step up from what we'd previously done, and we also had a lot more time, I suppose. Well, the whole recording process dragged out for a long time, and within that, I suppose, we just had a bit more time to just muck around with things and get things a little bit deeper and a bit more complex.
What actually is the technology in the band? Because I recall being quite surprised to discover that you didn't have a guitar.
Yeah, on stage.
Because I kept hearing one.
Yeah, even
on stage.
We use a... Marcus and I do most of the actual recording, and we just use a program called Logic. And it's just really not a lot different to using a multi-track recorder. So... but the actual recording process is a really big part of our sound in terms of the editing and so forth. It's not like going into a studio for, you know, booking 5 hours and whacking down your songs. it's a really different way of constructing it. I sort of liken it to sculpting in some ways, in that you start with a reasonably rough idea and you chip away and gradually that process reveals a result.
So the studio becomes an instrument.
Why didn't I say that? Yeah, it's like, you know, people have said to us, oh, you should go and record at a big studio, but that'd just be a waste of time and money for us. You know, like, maybe we could go and do vocals with some nice microphones, but the way we work is ideally suited to working at home and working around our lifestyles, I suppose.
Does that make it difficult, the fact that so much of it's done in the studio, to actually get up on the stage and play live? Because you seem to be able to do that too.
Yeah, it's not difficult at all. That's probably downplaying it, but I suppose it's something that I actually really love doing these days. It's taken me about 25 years to get to this point, but the live thing, it's just a hell of a lot of fun. I suppose it's sort of an exchange of energies in some respect. When you're putting energy out and the audience is dancing and grooving and laughing with you, it sort of creates a good feedback loop and you end up putting out more. So it's never a hard thing, I don't think. Or sometimes it is if people don't really listen to you. Then it's like bashing your head against a wall. But no, I think we really enjoy playing live.
Mm. Now, in terms of the songs on the new album, I was immediately fascinated by the title track, Still, which has that refrain, I've Got a Touch of the Kirwan, which I take to be a bleakly humorous reference to depression.
Yep, you got it.
Yeah.
I've had it. I'll just to talk about me for a moment. I've had a reasonably challenging couple of years, and that's the guts of it. That's what that song's about. And I'll probably best leave it at that.
In terms of the other songs, you seem to have shared around the vocals a bit more. Helen is singing a lot more in those.
It really comes down to the way I mix things, I suppose. I'd rather listen to Helen's voice than my own any day of the week. She ends up sort of, she's just got such a lovely voice. We put it at the front most of the time.
Now perhaps we should listen to another track from the album. This one's called Tide. Tell us about this song.
That was just a wee story I made up, I suppose. I think it's a first take vocal. It is. Marcus he created a little piece of music and I got it at home and just started singing over the top of it, and then we had a pop song, really. I quite like just free-forming stuff lyrically. It can make just as much sense as stuff you agonise over, I think.
Yeah, well, I hope we get to hear the rest of the country gets a chance to hear that live.
Me too.
I'd
love to get up to Auckland again. That's kind of our aim now. We've played a lot in Christchurch and Wellington, so now we want to try and get up to Auckland. It's just that little bit further from where we live, I suppose. hoping to do that really soon.
Well, it's a little bit warmer too.
You're not wrong.
Yes. Anyway, we best go, but let's hear Tide, and we're looking forward to seeing you in Auckland, Liz.
Great. Thanks, Russell.
Tied by the LEDs, and you can download that track for free for about the next week from publicaddress.net. Just go there and look for Hard News.
And that's all we've got time for today. Thanks for listening. If there's something you'd missed or you'd like to hear again, publicaddress.net/radio. I'm Damien Christie.
I'm Russell Brown, and thanks to NZ On Air.
The roaring tide. roaring tide.